It's match day four. Tomorrow night, we're at Ibrox for the Battle of Britain Part 2. And tonight, we're in the East End. Can Celtic take their chances?
As you'll ever get.
It's a must win for the Hoops.
That could be the goal that gives Celtic 3 points.
This is Celtic versus RB Leipzig. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard on a huge night of European, international and domestic football. Celtic welcome RB Leipzig in the Champions League, but will Jota make it? And who will replace Callum McGregor? Rangers will change their approach for the visit of Liverpool, according to Giovanni Van Bronckhorst. And Scotland's women could seal their way to the World Cup by the end of the night. I'm Gordon Duncan. Joining me this evening is Gordon DL and Mark Wilson.
What a huge couple of nights we've got in Glasgow ahead of us. First up, Celtic and Scotland women, followed by Rangers against Liverpool tomorrow. You can't get better than football at the top level, and we're looking forward to the game tonight. The way this Champions League campaign's went for Celtic, you cannot see it being a boring one tonight. There should be plenty of goals. I just hope it's for Celtic and they can kickstart, really kickstart this Champions League campaign.
Great two nights of football coming up, Gordon. Certainly is for Celtic and Rangers. You look at Celtic, I said last week, love watching them in Europe because of the attacking style. It's not like the domestic football when the other team just sits in, because Celtic have got such a terrific squad. Tonight, Leipzig will come. They'll have a go. I think we're in for another cracker, and then a massive game tomorrow night as well for Rangers against Liverpool at Ibrox. All to play for.
0141 951 1025. That is the number you need. Midweek nights don't get much bigger than these two that we've got coming up. Celtic fans, are you on your way to Celtic Park? Let's get a feel for that big match atmosphere. Always like to feel like we can be part of your night and you're heading to these big games. So why not pick up the phone, keep us updated, tell us where you are, where you're heading to watch it, how you think the game's going to go, who should play, is there going to be Jota or not, who will replace Callum McGregor, can Celtic get the first win of the group stages. So come on down. If you're on your way to the game, it would be lovely to hear from you on 0141 951 1025. Rangers fans, we will hear from Giovanni Van Bronckhorst. He says your team will change their approach tomorrow. What do you make of that? We'll even hear from Jurgen Klopp, who'll be in Glasgow before the end of the show. And Scotland's women could be off to the World Cup by the end of tonight. So it's 0141 951 1025. Get in touch and speak to Mark Wilson and Gordon DL, because we're here until 11 o'clock. Yes. How are we both? Feeling lively
the evening.
Couple of coffees, couple of Red Bulls, don't you? You can't drink Red Bull tonight, can you? Because that would be favouring the visiting team in the Champions League.
Coffee only. I've been up since 5:30. I'm not excited about tonight and tomorrow night. I think we've got two terrific games.
Is that the only reason you're up at 5:30?
No, I was at the golf.
0141 951 1025. Come on, listen, it's going to be a long night for me, stuck with these two until 11. It'll be even longer if you don't keep us company. So please get in touch and let us know how you're feeling. If you're on your way to Celtic Park tonight, love to hear from you and get a flavour of that build up to the big game. What are you thinking? Rangers Liverpool tomorrow. Maybe you're going to Hampden, in fact, tonight, to see if Scotland's women can seal a place at the World Cup. And don't worry, it's one of the most confusing, complex, convoluted qualification processes ever in football, but Gordon DL is going to explain it all to you in the space of 30 seconds before the end of the show. Let's go to Celtic Park, get an early feel for what's going on there with Andrew McLean.
Yeah, well, it's kind of felt like the same old story for Celtic, really, in their group games so far. They've created chances, but they've not been clinical enough, and then they've come up against sides who have played well and managed to find the back of the net as well. Ange Postecoglou's talked about the need to find the back of the net more consistently in domestic games too, but if they want to finish in that top two of the Champions League group, you really think that has to start tonight. There actually is a scenario where a second-place finish wouldn't be attainable for them anymore after the close of play tonight. If they lose here to Leipzig and Shakhtar somehow take points off of Real Madrid, then Celtic's knockout dreams are over. That does seem very unlikely that Shakhtar will take anything off of Real Madrid. However, Celtic could really do with picking up all 3 points tonight. And Ange Postecoglou has some big decisions to make as well. Will Jota be fit enough? He's been struggling with a muscle fatigue injury. He has been really lively in these Champions League matches as well. So I'm sure a lot of Celtic fans out there will be desperate to see him in the starting lineup and out on the pitch. Will Matt O'Riley continue in the Callum McGregor role in the absence of the captain, or will Postecoglou, will he look to do something different in that midfield than he did from the weekend? And will Stephen Welsh continue alongside Cameron Carter-Vickers, or with Moritz Jens back, could he be drafted in to partner the man who will be wearing the captain's armband tonight in the absence of Callum McGregor? Plenty to debate before the teams come in, and I'll give you them as soon as I get them.
Looking forward to that. Until then, it's really over to you. How do you think the team will line up tonight? Because sometimes this season, Celtic fans, there's not much of a debate. Everyone knows roughly, and there's one or two positions, but it feels like there are a few more questions than answers right now. Because who will replace Callum McGregor? Will it be a like for like, or will there be more of a reshuffle? How concerned are you about Jota's potential injury? And again, if he misses out, who takes his place? Get all the questions in. 01419511025. Anthony's first up. He's a Celtic fan from Lanark. How do you feel, Anthony? How are the pre-match nerves?
I think in the game last year there's always going to be nerves as a Celtic fan, but for me, I think with the home fans behind us pushing the team on, we've certainly got a better chance tonight.
That has to be the way it is, Mark. We've been, you know, over this many times about what Celtic Park is capable of on a European night. What we also know from previous seasons is that it doesn't guarantee anything. The team needs to give the crowd something to get excited about, and the crowd needs to stick with the team when they're in the ascendancy. So it's it kind of goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly does. I mean, every European night, the atmosphere is incredible at Celtic Park, but I don't think the performances have matched the atmosphere, if I'm honest. You have to go back in the Champions League, this is 9 years against Ajax, was the last home win. And that's too long now. I know there's gaps in the Champions League campaign there, but even in Europa League, we've seen some teams that we're not quite familiar with coming to Celtic Park and not just snatching a victory, kind of easing to victory. And in big nights like tonight, the atmosphere will always be there, but the players have to respond to it. And I think, like, against Real Madrid, they did respond to it. They certainly did, and they were undone against a clinical team at an important time of the game. Tonight, they need to start the same. They need to have the same belief, but they need to take the chances, and then, of course, the atmosphere just follows on.
Real Madrid's not a bad blueprint for it, Gordon. Like, yes, we know Real Madrid won, but if you remember back to the way Celtic started, the way the team performed, and how the crowd helped that, and how the crowd responded, and all the chances that were created, if you can do that again, but with the obvious exception of actually sticking the chances away, then it's not a bad platform to build on.
Yeah, the one thing the players will know coming out of that tunnel, the crowd will certainly play their part, Gordon. It's up to the players then when the whistle goes to go and put their effort, and, you know, hopefully they can get a result tonight. I think it'll be a very attack-minded game. It'll be interesting team lineups for me. Once the game starts then, obviously, for me tonight, looking at Celtic, the way they play in Europe, they'll have to defend well. Because they'll give up chances. Let's be honest, they go, you know, on the front foot, they go forward with pace, they've got great attacking options. Yes, McGregor, big miss tonight. But defensively, they'll need to get it sound tonight if they're going to get 3 points.
Anthony, how much would the absence of Jota worry you if he doesn't make it? And what's the solution if he doesn't?
Well, that is obviously a big concern. He's been a huge player for us so far. But I think if you can push Maeda out to the wide, he's certainly got the pace to trouble most defences. But I'd just like to say, I agree with Gordon there. I think the back line tonight for me is key. I think Carter-Vickers has got to play for me, and that will kind of solidify that back line. Hopefully give Joe Hart a wee bit of an easier night. I'm not saying there's any easy nights in Europe, however, but give Joe Hart a boost as well. And I think, again, as I say, we certainly play open, attacking football. We just need to convert a lot of these chances we've been having. So hopefully tonight's a night with that team, that home stadium behind us.
Yeah, Mark, on one hand, positives. Cameron Carter-Vickers returns from last week, I mean. Lila Bada as well missed the game due to religious reasons. However, Callum McGregor, as we well know, is out injured, and Jota might be also. How big a blow is that, and how do you plug those gaps?
Jota's obviously certainly a blow if he doesn't make it, or if he's not 100%. I think even if he's 80%, I think Ange Postecoglou might just gamble with him, just because the game is that important in terms of progression for this group. Carter Vickers is a huge boost to have back. Anthony's saying there about the back line having a big night. I think it's much the midfield having a big night, because the back line will always get the blame for goals conceded, especially at this level. But the midfield are that open, and with it, Callum McGregor, if you play with a midfield three that stretches the width of the pitch at this level, your back line will come under immense pressure. And we've seen at this level, teams will score. If you hand them a handful of chances, they'll take a couple of them, and it's incredibly difficult to get back in the game. So it's a boost that Carter Vickers is in there. If Jens is back, I'd maybe fancy him to play. But in front of them is going to be the key area of the pitch. And Ange Postecoglou, how many choices has he got there? Does he go with a Riley sitting there? Does he go defensive with a Moy or a Abelgaard or a McCarthy? That is a big call, because he's not going to change his shape. It's whoever plugs that gap is going to be the big call.
Think back to the weekend. Don't know if we got any clues, Gordon. I feel like in the run up to that game, Abelgaard came on in Leipzig. So had he then started at the weekend, you could see it all unfold and say, right, that's him getting more game time, get him up to speed. He comes in to play against Leipzig. And by the way, maybe he still will. But at the weekend, it was just much more of a gung-ho attacking lineup, if you like. It was just chuck another attacker in there and shuffle things around a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see what the solution to no Callum McGregor is tonight.
Yeah, I agree with Mark. Jens at the back for me, with Carter Vickers. I think that would make it more solid. Middle of the park is going to be Haksabanovic. I think we'll start tonight.
Do you think same as the weekend?
Do you know what? I think the only one that he could look at that could play that, but he's not had any game time, McCarthy. I think he's got the experience to get in there, but has he got the energy? Has he got the legs? Has he had the game time? Abelgaard's the same, Gordon. I think if he was in Postecoglou's mind, he would have got a lot of the game at the weekend, get him up to speed. I think knowing this manager, the way he goes about his business, he's at home, he knows he must get a victory. I think he might just go gung-ho.
I mean, he trusted Oliver Abelgaard enough to put him on for a lot of the game last week, Mark, so...
I'd be surprised if he went the same way as he did against St Johnstone with O'Reilly at the base and Hatate and Haksabanovic. I think he needs someone, bit of physicality, you know, bit of presence, and I think it will be Abelgaard that plays there tonight. I just cannot see it being McCarthy. He's not had enough game time, he's that far out the picture. I think it'll be Abelgaard.
Right, thank you, Anthony. In Lanark, nice to hear from you. I don't think we've spoke to you before, so it was nice to speak to you. Stephen's a Celtic fan in Bishop Briggs. What's your thoughts on the team tonight, Stephen?
I think if Jota is fit, then he'll obviously come in and start. But I think if he's not, I'd be tempted to play Kyogo out wide on the left, similar to we did against Rangers last season. I know it didn't work at the time, but I think the squad's developed so much from there. And I think it just gives you another attacking outlet as well. So I'd probably be tempted to play Kyogo at one side, because we're going to need to take chances tonight. Leipzig looked slightly suspect at the back last week, but I think going forward, they're obviously solid. But I think you kind of need to fight fire with fire almost tonight and really try and take the game to Leipzig as much as we can.
So Giakoumakis up top and Kyogo to one side, yeah?
Yeah, Kyogo on one side, Abada the other. Then probably like Hatate, Haksabanovic through the middle.
No, I don't think that will happen. I totally understand where Steven's coming from. You want to get your best players on the pitch. Giakoumakis, I thought, didn't have the greatest game at the weekend against St Johnstone, but the most important thing for him, as I keep saying about Colak at Rangers, is scoring goals. He's a striker, that's what he's there for, and he achieved that in the last minute of the game. But I think Kyogo, if you've got to play, Kyogo's one of your best players, so you've got to play him in his right position. He'll play through the middle for me. I'll be very surprised at that, because the options on the wide areas, he likes Maeda, we all know that. That's one of his go-to guys. He's got Haksabanovic, he's got Abada, he's got plenty of choices in the wide areas. So I think Kyogo starts with
him. Is this because Gordon's right, and I don't say that lightly, Stephen. You know, Maeda's recognised in that area. Is this because you don't think Maeda's form's good enough?
I think it's a combination. I think Maeda, ultimately his form's not good enough. I don't think you can drop Giakoumakis after what he did the weekend. I think his confidence will be sky high after scoring that last minute goal, and I think you've got to If you gave me who's more likely to score, Kyogo coming in from outside or Maeda, I would say Kyogo all day long.
I get Gordon's take, because at that day that Stephen mentions, Ange Postecoglou admitted he shouldn't have played Kyogo out there. And also, yes, Stephen says that the team's developed. But is it as unlikely as it would have been, Mark, if Maeda was banging form? If Maeda was scoring goals, setting up goals, he's not doing either of those. So does it at least creak the door open slightly for something a bit more left field?
Well, obviously for Stephen it does. I'm a bit with Gordon this one. I don't think it would come into the manager's.
So you'd play Maeda and leave Giakoumakis out if Jota isn't fit.
But if you don't want to put, sorry, Mark, if you don't want to play Maeda, you can play Haksabanovic
and play an extra midfielder.
Well, Abelgaard, as Mark said, is the obvious choice, or a McCarthy. But you can, you've got, see, why I'm disagreeing with Stephen, I can understand what he's thinking is, he's got plenty of options there. He's not going to swap everything about just to bring Giakoumakis into the team.
I would also be concerned about Kyogo going back. Now, I know he does a terrific job pressing the front line, but when you've not played that position for a long time, which isn't, have we seen him much since that day at Ibrox? Probably not. If you're asking him to do a shift going back in the Champions League, I mean, it's just going to be times he switches off.
Stephen, in many ways, does the Champions League campaign now hinge on tonight? You know, Andrew was explaining there is a scenario, albeit an unlikely one, where Celtic cannot qualify if results don't go their way tonight. It is a home game. There's only one point on the board. Is this the one that kind of makes or break the group stage?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say that if we plan on getting through in the Champions League, then 3 points tonight's a must. I think if we don't, our target then becomes the Europa League, and if you beat Shakhtar, then that would seem likely that you could get something from the Europa League. But I think what's also interesting is if Real Madrid win their next two games, and so do we, then that qualifies us with a game to spare. So it's quite an open group still, but I think if we can get the win tonight, then yeah, group stage football's still on, and Europa League football's pretty much there. But if not, then yeah, our sights would have to be at the Europa League.
That's the incentive. Celtic fans, how are you feeling? How are the pre-match nerves? Who should play? Well, I think we'll find out the answer to that question in the not-too-distant future, so stand by for that. We'll go live to Celtic Park and bring you team news. Still to go to Hampden and speak to Gabriel. We'll even get Dave Galloway later on at Tannadice as well. And I'm looking forward to hearing from Jurgen Klopp, Giovanni Van Bronckhorst. What about you Rangers fans? Is tomorrow the night? Are the shackles coming off? Are you going to go for it? Is there a vulnerability? Liverpool, a very good team, but they lost again at the weekend. They've got big injury problems. How do you feel about tomorrow? Who should play in that one? 0141 951 1025. And we'll try and speak to you next.
Versus RB Leipzig.
That could be the goal that gives Celtic 3 points.
This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel are here now, and they're here until 11 o'clock. It is that big a night in Scottish football terms. Celtic against RB Leipzig taking place tonight, as is Scotland women in action at Hampden against Republic of Ireland in World Cup playoff duty. Rangers welcome Liverpool tomorrow, and we've even got a Premiership match at Tannadice tonight as well. So it is quite the occasion. Make sure you join us on the phones or on Twitter. Celtic fans, are you heading along to the game tonight? Are you planting yourself on the couch? Either way, get in touch and give us all your pre-match considerations. And Rangers fans will be looking ahead to your game tomorrow very soon as well. Let's hear from Ange Postecoglou then, as we build up to the Leipzig game. Where are we? About an hour and a half away from kickoff. So team's not too far away. These are the thoughts of the manager.
If you look at both clubs' sort of approach, they like to be fairly direct and quick with their football, and you know, I don't expect them to sit back at all. And you know, looking at the group as well, both teams probably, it's a game where a win is going to be fairly significant. So, and the nature of both football clubs, I don't know about open game, but I think it'll be a pretty quick game, and it'll be exciting. Well, I think you saw last week, I think for most of the game it was pretty evenly matched. I think probably up until they scored the second goal, chances were fairly even on with both teams, and you know, similar types of chances, you know, created with sort of quick transition movements. Like, we know, they've definitely got some strengths that we've got to be wary of, but I think we showed enough last week that we also have ways we can hurt them as well.
I'll make the positive case for you. Mark Wilson from RB Leipzig's recent form. At the weekend, they went away to Mainz and drew 1-1. Their previous away game before that was a 3-0 defeat at Borussia Mönchengladbach. Before that, their away game was a 2-0 defeat at Real Madrid. No shame there. And the one before that, a 4-0 defeat at Eintracht Frankfurt, although I think that was before the managerial change. So not having a good time on the road, that's the good news. The bad news is Christopher Nkunku has got 4 goals in his last 3 games and looks in the mood at the moment.
Yeah, hopeless on the road, but they've got a absolute world class striker with another 2 that help him out. Like Ange Postecoglou quite rightly says, last week Celtic showed they were a match up until a certain point. The pace that the game was played at, how open it was brilliant for the neutral. I'm sure for Celtic fans you'd like to see something a bit tighter at the back tonight. But in terms of going forward, the bravery that Celtic's shown in the competition so far is great. They just need that final killer instinct to actually put the ball in the back of the net. If they do that at the right times tonight, then you believe that they would have enough to see it out. But it's, I think when you miss chance after chance, the team, the opposition becomes re-energised, and that's been the problem in this Champions League campaign so far.
In terms of learning from last week, Gordon, it could be different. It's obviously that was an away game, this is at home, different personnel. Leipzig deserved to win last week. I don't think anyone would argue that fact. But does Mark have a point about getting, you can still win a game if you get the big moments right at the right time. So last week, if Celtic take a couple of their chances, they might need Leipzig's finishing to be a bit off it. You might need Joe Hart to not gift wrap anything. You know, you can still be up against a very good team, you can still be up against it, but as long as you get those big moments right. And that's maybe something Celtic it is something Celtic haven't done in this group stage so far.
Yeah, I think any game you've got to get the big moments right. But they're at home tonight, they've got 99% of the crowd behind them, they know the atmosphere that's going to create. They will never change their style, they'll be attacking. If you're the away team, Leipzig, coming to Celtic Park tonight, see if you want a game of football, this is the night to turn up, because Celtic will give you a game of football. They'll go toe-to-toe, they'll get them down the pitch, you know, attack v attack. I get back to it, Gordon, I know Mark makes a great point about try to defend the back men, the goalkeeper, with the middle of the park. I just think that if Celtic to get anything tonight, they'll need to defend really well, because this team will create chances, because we'll mention some of the star players.
Yeah, let's bring in Andy, who's a Celtic fan. What are you thinking tonight, Andy? In about 90 minutes to go, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. I mean, the margins at this level are really fine, and I think when the group was drawn, we felt any team, if they really cracked on and had a real good night, could probably key any team of doing, probably with the exception maybe of Madrid. I felt last week that Celtic were the masters of their own downfall. There were 3 bad errors last week, which cost us 3 goals. But the encouraging thing was that we created 3 or 4 chances really early. And I believe that with the Celtic Park atmosphere, and if Celtic can score an early goal, I wouldn't be surprised if Celtic went on to score 3 or 4, because I think that team have the ability to really, even last week after Celtic scored, they looked ragged for 5 minutes, and then obviously Joe Hart does what Joe Hart does, and then Maeda for me, if I'm being honest, I would really like the team formation to change. I think Maeda should be dropped out. I think Giakoumakis should start with Kyogo, either on the left or the right. And I also believe that Matt O'Reilly shouldn't be playing at the base. He should be playing further up the park, because I believe we lose a bit of attacking intent. So he should be accommodating either Abelgaard or indeed James McCarthy, whatever one he feels is up to that job.
Certainly got it all figured out. He's got the plans there with the justification behind it. Mark, you buying Andy's plan?
You're just not sure about this Kyogo forward business,
yeah,
are
the
you?
Kyogo's the one that I would probably disagree with Andy on. I still believe, even though Giakoumakis has proved he's a good goal scorer, I still believe Kyogo's Celtic's best bet in that position. I still believe he leads the line the best of any other striker there. He gets himself in the right positions. He stretches teams. He presses from the front. So that's why I believe you want to take him out of that position. In the wide areas, I think you lose a bit where I'm playing there. The midfield is the interesting one for me tonight. I think a lot of the other positions maybe pick themselves. But at midfield, I mean, Andy's right. I think we are Riley. I think he did fine, and he will do fine domestically in that position, because he'll get involved a lot and he'll start a lot of the moves and he can see a pass. But you do lose a bit. You lose a bit of his game when he's in those forward areas. That's going to be critical tonight. A lot of good stuff has came through Riley in this competition, getting in behind people and picking passes. So, you know, I don't think he's as defensive-minded as you need at this level. That's why I believe he will start further up. It's the big question, who fills the hole then?
Yeah, I've been in this industry a long time now. I will bet my full reputation that
your Kyogo, reputation,
yeah, or Jack Gimakis will start, not the two. He will not play Kyogo.
Do you not need to have a reputation first to put it on the line?
At least it's a reputation. It's
that,
in tatters.
That went when you left before the game finished at air.
That went when I was 18. No, he won't play both. He won't play Kyogo off the left. There's absolutely no chance. He's got too many options there to play. I think Kyogo starts through the middle. Jakimakis, who I like, big fan of, I think he'll be on the pine.
why is Maeda not doing it for you, Andy?
I think Maeda is, you know, and by the way, you don't like to say this. Because I think this guy gives you 110%, never mind 100%. But I think you'll find that, you know, I would say even in the upper echelons of the Premier League, I think Maeda has really shown that he's maybe just a wee bit out of his depth. And I think that showed last week. Nothing stuck to Maeda last week at all in Leipzig. The third goal that Celtic lost came through Maeda, if I'm being completely honest, you know. I genuinely, you know, believe that he's a great guy, whatever, but I don't think he's got the quality at this level. To go back to Gordon's point about starting Jakimakis and Kyogo, you know, I think you're right about Kyogo. He's a great player, brilliant, but I think against this Leipzig team, I think we need elbows and we need just a wee bit of... just unsettle. No, I don't think... You know, Kyogo really unsettles them physically, where I think that Kyogo could feed off what Jakimakis is doing.
Andy, I'm going to put you out your misery, right? Because Andrew McLean has the answers to all the questions that we've been asking. Take it away, Andrew.
Yeah, well, plenty of big decisions have been made by Ange Postecoglou. Jota is not fit enough to be in the squad tonight, so he misses out completely. It's the exact same midfield setup as the weekend, so it will be Matt O'Riley in that Callum McGregor role, and Moritz Jentz is preferred to Stephen Welsh in defence as well. So Joe Hart starts in goal for Celtic. The back four, Josip Juranovic, Cameron Carter-Vickers, Moritz Jentz and Greg Taylor. It'll then be a midfield three of Matt O'Riley, Rio Hatate and Sead Haksabanovic. It'll then be Daizen Maeda and Leil Abada either side of Kyogo. The substitutes for Celtic tonight: Bain, Sigrist, Jakimakis, Moy, Turnbull, McCarthy, Bernabe, Abelgaard, Robertson, Forrest, Ralston and Welsh. I won't read the whole Leipzig team, but the big names are in there: Andre Silva, Christopher Nkunku, Dominic Szoboszlai and Timo Werner. It's a potent strike force for the visitors here at Celtic Park tonight.
Is that enough to worry you, Andy? It's not what you wanted?
You know, I am worried, if I'm being completely honest. I think Mr. Postecoglou sometimes maybe suffers for a wee bit paralysis by analysis. Football is a simple game. Keep it simple. And he really has blinkers when it comes to Maeda. I don't understand it because, you know, I genuinely don't want to say it either because he's a good lad. He gives 110%, but I don't think he's anywhere near this level. And the ball doesn't stick. It just doesn't stick with him.
Well, we'll find out if there's a Maeda hat-trick, Andy. You know the way it'll work. We'll be getting calls to get you back on tomorrow and we will do that. Thank you. That was Andy, Celtic fan on the line. Great chance to react to that team, Celtic fans. It's the same. Well, it's the predictable back four, if you like. Moritz Jens and Carter Vickers at centre back. It's the first choice duo, Juranovic and Greg Taylor fullbacks. The same midfield as the weekend. Of course, no Callum McGregor. So Matt O'Reilly, Rayo Hitati and Sead Haksabanovic. And it's Abada and Maeda either side of Kyogo. What do you make of that? Now, we've got, well, we've either got Joe in Bells Hill on the line or his daughter Kayla. It's one of them. How are you doing? Are you both well?
Both of us are here, guys. How you doing? All right?
Good. Not bad at all, Joe. Just hearing that Celtic team there, what do you make of that? Is that the right call for you?
A wee bit gutted. My daughter's favourite player is Jota, so she's a wee bit disappointed that he's not playing tonight. But we've got a really good replacement coming in, guys, in Leo Abada. He's proven that he can play at this level. So we got a big jersey to fall tonight, and hopefully he turns up. I'm sure the atmosphere will spur the players on to a victory, hopefully.
Kayla, can Celtic still win without Jota, your favourite player?
Probably, yeah, because Kyogo is a good player as well.
There we go. If Kyogo is a good player as well, can't argue with that, Mark. Abada coming back in, if we're talking about needing to take chances, you can't really argue with his goals return since he's come to the club. For a player of his age, he's been very effective in front of goal over the piece, but recently we're in proper sitter territory at St Johnstone at the weekend. Missed the Leipzig game, obviously, due to those religious reasons. There was even that sense probably in the Real Madrid game, a couple of the big chances fell his way and he couldn't take them. Is it going to be a big night for him then in front of goal?
It certainly will be. I think he is going through a wee stage just now that he's finding it difficult. And that can quickly happen to players in his position. He's been terrific since he came to Celtic. Young lad, often gets overlooked. He's taking his chances when presented to him, usually, but it's been difficult. I always had him down to play tonight. I thought he would start the game tonight. I thought it was the other side that's the big question mark. But it's a big night because you put yourself in his shoes. If an opportunity falls to him early doors again with that crowd, that expectation on him, and he doesn't take it, you know, he has to show he's got broad shoulders and take it on the chin and make sure he's in the right position again. But his strengths, you know, take away the finishing, his strength is stretching the game, getting at fullbacks, you know, running in behind. And Celtic's going to need that tonight. They're going to need him and Maeda, the other side, to be willing runners to take them up the pitch tonight.
Yeah, look, everyone will have their opinion going along to Celtic Park, watching the TV, listening to us on the radio tonight. I love that team. I really do. I think it's, I know you can question one or two, Maeda for instance, would they have been better with another certain midfield player?
It is an absolute cast iron commitment to playing attacking football, isn't it? Now, yeah, we find out by the end of the night, it might not work, and then the criticism comes along. But
I'm not going to criticise him if it doesn't work. I think he's got it in his mind, right, okay, we're at Celtic Park, you talk about this fantastic atmosphere, this crowd to lift everyone. He loves to play in the front foot. Now, doesn't matter what you say about him, he loves to play in the front foot. I said to you, rewind back to about 6:05, I thought that'd be the team, right? I just think that this guy believes in his players. He likes to go and score goals. And tonight, I think, looking at that as a neutral,
I don't get that you're not going to criticise him if it doesn't work. Because football's about winning, surely. Celtic want to progress, and Ange Postecoglou says it's about progression, the players will get better and better. But how can you get better if you keep playing on? Now it might work and he takes all the plaudits.
What happens if it doesn't work,
how can you not criticise him?
Because what I'm going to say to you, what happens if they're on the front foot, they play attacking football tonight, they're brilliant, they miss a few chances, unlucky, and they lose a set play? I think that's very hard to criticise a manager. There are ways to lose a game of football. You're unfortunate sometimes. Now, if on the other hand, where you're probably coming at me is, if he's so open and this team go and run and steamroller them in the middle of the park and get to the defence, I take that on board. But you're talking about a manager that's looking at these players thinking, what's the best way I can win a game of football? It's on the front foot. I'm happy with that.
Kayla, are you two going to the game tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. You still going to get up for school tomorrow?
Yeah.
Not sure. Not sure. Joe, you're going to have some job in your hands.
Oh, definitely. Don't get me wrong. It's up all right in the morning for school.
Good.
That bad.
Right, Kayla, what's the score going to be?
I'm thinking maybe 2 or 3.
Let's take it. Take it. Thank you very much. That was Kayla and Joe on their way to the game. 01419511025. What do you make of that team? Mark Wilson's not sure. Gordon Dale loves it. What do you think?
Versus RB Leipzig.
That could be the goal to give Celtic 3 points.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon DL and Mark Wilson are here. We are just an hour and 10 minutes away from kick-off between Celtic and RB Leipzig, and Scotland women national team against Republic of Ireland in the World Cup playoff as well. So we'll get the team news from that in the not too distant future. Rangers fans, where are you? Because this time tomorrow, the pre-match atmosphere will certainly be building at Ibrox ahead of the visit of Liverpool. We're going to hear from Giovanni van Bronckhorst, and we're not that far away from Jurgen Klopp's press conference in Glasgow as well. So lots to look forward to. And we are here until 11 o'clock, so plenty of time to get round the various talking points. Frank's a Celtic fan. What do you think about that team then tonight, Frank?
Well, the team is an Ange team. It's about attack, 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 attack. And that's why this guy, to me, is what I've been waiting for 40, 50 years as a Celtic fan to come to Celtic. He's producing, and this is only the start. And Mark, I don't know really where you've been for the last year and a half, but have you ever listened to an Ange Postecoglou press conference from start to finish? Just one. Because in every single one, it's the same thing. And he's not hiding anything. There's no big mystery about how he plays football. It's an open book. And it's about attacking. It's about entertaining. It's about pleasing the fans. It's getting goals. That's what football's about. And I've waited all my life for somebody like Ange Postecoglou to come to Celtic Park and have a completely brave approach to it. Accept the ups and downs. Accept the bumps in the road. As far as Mark's concerned, I'm guessing he should tweak, change, but he'll change nothing. Because this isn't about tonight. It's not about the next Champions League match. It's not even about this season. This is about one, two, three seasons down the road. He's aiming for something that we can maybe just dream on just now. I'm not saying we're going to win the Champions League.
Well, listen, Frank, that's nonsense. See, football managers can't plan for 3 years down the road. Doesn't matter how good you think Ange Postecoglou is just now.
He's laughing at you.
Well, that's Frank, I don't care.
I'm being serious
because I agree with you. I love watching Ange Postecoglou's style, but you need to win games. How often is he going to say it's progress? And then,
as often as it takes, Mark.
And till when, though? To what end, though?
Mark, I'll tell you this. It's quite simple. It really is so simple. See if what you're doing and you believe in is what's the right thing. You stay with it. You don't rip it up because you'll take a defeat. And you stay with it. And do you know what happens, Mark, if we get beat tonight? We'll play the next game against Shakhtar. And we'll get better and better and better. There may be a few dips in that process, but you get better. And the defensive lapses you have, you narrow them down and you become a better team, a more solid team. It doesn't happen overnight. Ange wouldn't even pretend it happens overnight. And he's got to look a year, 2 years down the line, because that's the changes he wants to make to personnel, the changes he wants to make to people in, people out, that didn't happen overnight. You've only got a window every 6 months. And all the time it's about progressing. And Mark, you stick with what you believe in. You stick to your principles. And do you know what?
Frank, what if he's not in the Champions League in a year or 2 years' time? Where's the progression there?
What do you mean if you're not in the Champions League in a year or two time? I don't know what you mean.
You need to get in the Champions League, Frank, to be in the Champions League.
Well, you're playing the UEFA Cup. It's about how
Europa League, Frank.
No, it doesn't matter. We're Europa League. It's how, Mark, this is about how you play football. You don't be a coward and chuck it because you lose a match. You don't become a coward and say, do you know what? See, we've been practising for the last year and a half, boys. It's about your rough patch. I'll tell you what, we'll start defending a bit more. You stick to your principles, and those principles are what's called the Celtic way, Mark. You're an ex-Celt player. I can't believe.
Frank, hold on a minute.
What can you not believe? You're thinking I'm... No, because Frank's going nonsense here.
Frank's right. Wait a minute, what can you not believe?
I want Celtic to win tonight. I want Celtic to progress for this Champions League group. I want Celtic to get better in Europe. But what I just don't want is a basketball game against the highest level of opposition and take 3 and 4 goals at Celtic Park every time somebody pitches up.
Right, Mark, here we go. I'll try to finish with this because I don't know how much time I've got left before the news. 1965-66, Jock Keane. Now, he completely changed how football was played. At that time, you had the Italian Catenaccio killing football. This guy came along and said, you know what? We're going to sweep this aside. We're going to play the way football should get played. Fast, exciting, attacking football. He was told at the time, people like yourself, Mark, or equivalents at the time, well, you can't do that. You'll get slaughtered. These teams will do you. And we did hit wee bumps in the road. But do you know what? He believed in it.
It's very romantic, Frank, and I get it. But to be fair, the footballing landscape's completely different, and the gap between the elite because of money is different. I just wonder, right, if we can finish on a nice friendly note, can you climb back a little bit and see any sense in what Frank's saying along the lines of, if this is Ange Postecoglou's first season in the Champions League, can you not try and improve on what you do? Can you not try and stick to it for a bit? Can you not try and get better at it? Can you not try and develop it? Can you not try and stay true to it and see where it takes you?
Yeah. Listen, I'm not saying anything. Misunderstanding me here.
I don't think Gordon and I have spoken in the last 10 minutes.
Well, I could see Daz's actions.
I think you're getting a bit animated. He's bringing us to it, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, I've enjoyed the conversation. It's been a good debate. Listen, Frank makes good points, because if you look at Postecoglou, it's progress. A little progress each day adds up to big success. I've always said that. And I think that's where Postecoglou is.
Do you know what's worst about that? See, when he says, "I've always said it," he said it 2 minutes ago, but nobody paid attention. So he's just gone and repeated it.
But Frank, don't be too hard on Mark. I've, fortunate enough, I shared the dressing room with your manager. I know his philosophy in the game. I like it. I like the way he's going about his business. I understand what Mark's saying, because he does want Celtic to win tonight. But I'm looking forward to a terrific game.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
A terrific game on Beat the Pundit first, hopefully. Gordon DL and Mark Wilson standing by. And if you want to take them on, you need to call before 7 o'clock, 0141 951 1025. And you could be trying to beat the pundit next.
Versus RB Leipzig.
That could be the goal to give Celtic 3 points.
This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon DL are here. I think he's benefited from a couple of minutes there to take a breath.
I had to get through some breathing exercises with him just to calm.
Stormed out the studio. And picture, remember when Piers Morgan stormed off? Good Morning Britain. It was a bit like that. Mark Wilson threw his headphones down. Stopped, but we got him back. Producer Callum, I've never seen such a turn of pace.
I could see him on that ferry again, waving goodbye to us.
How was your Yoker ferry? That
was amazing.
Enjoy the experience, amazing. Did you? Yeah. Good. Anyway, enough about that. We've got some massive games. We've got a big one that's less than an hour away. Celtic RB Leipzig. Same kickoff time for Scotland against Republic of Ireland in the Women's World Cup playoff. We've got Dundee United Hibs in the Premiership. And after we play Beat the Pundit, Rangers fans, how do you feel about tomorrow night? Giovanni Van Bronckhorst says a change in approach for Rangers. Is that music to your ears? What does that look like then, personnel-wise? Pick up the phone and let us know, and we'll speak to you straight after we do this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Come on then, Beat the Pundit. What did we have? A victory last night for Jim Duffy, was it? I think it was all too easy. I think it was a 4-1.
4-1.
From the man from Maryhill. Let's see how we get on tonight. Ryan is from Busby. How's it going, Ryan?
Not bad, mate. Yourself?
Not bad at all. You're a Celtic fan. What's got more chance of happening? You beating the pundit or them beating Leipzig tonight?
Bit of both.
Okay, he's fancying a double. Don't know what odds you're getting on the double on the accumulator tonight. Let's find out who you play. Heads, it's Mark Wilson. I hope it's Mark tonight for sure. He's gone. His head's absolutely gone.
He'll get nothing.
Oh, tails, it's Gordon DL. Come on. Yes.
Come on, bring on. Come on, Ryan.
Do you know, it would be nothing better if Ryan hung up and Frank come on.
Because the biggest the biggest credit I could give Mark Wilson is I've not like, ever seen him in a bad mood ever.
Oh, I'm the same.
He's always just happy-go-lucky. He's not even smiling through any of this.
Do you hear what he said? Yeah.
Like, usually when you and I are doing this to him, he'll sort of laugh. He's actually, he's not enjoying this. I think he's going to fall out with us tonight.
He said at the break, I've had a hard day.
Tired.
We're here for you if you want to talk about it. If this is about something more than Frank.
Come on, Ryan, put him to the sword. Come on.
He's not in a good mood at all. I've got something that will cheer you up, and I promise you, right?
Okay.
We'll do it after.
All right.
Let's give you some Clyde too. So you can't hear what's
still
going on.
Ryan here.
Ryan, 30 seconds, answer as many as you can and pass if you don't know, okay?
Right in the bonnet.
Right. 30 seconds and it starts now. Name any scorer in the Celtic Real Madrid game last month?
Vinicius Jr.
What nationality is former Rangers midfielder Hamid Namouchi?
Tunisian.
Who was joint top scorer with Giakoumakis in the Premiership last season?
Charles Cook.
Which current Scottish Premiership manager made over 400 league appearances for that club?
Pass.
In which decade did Third Lanark dissolve?
50s.
Okay, let's bring back Mark. Can you hear us?
Yes.
You're the hardest I've ever seen.
Hard questions, it is.
Oh my,
I'm not in the mood for hard questions, but
you're
go
not in
for
the
it.
Mood for much. You ready?
Yes.
30 seconds, your time starts now. Name any scorer in the Celtic Real Madrid game last month.
Oh, Hazard.
What nationality is former Rangers midfielder Hamid Namouchi?
Moroccan.
Which player was joint top scorer with Giakoumakis in the Premiership last season?
Oh, pass.
Which current Scottish Premiership manager has made over 400 league appearances for that club?
Robbie Nielsen.
In which decade did Third Lanark dissolve?
50s.
Which Ayr United player is currently the Championship's top scorer?
Apoko. Almost certain I may have got that wrong. Almost certain.
I don't even know who it was, and I laughed at that.
If he loses, I think he's gone. I don't think we, and we're on till 11 o'clock.
Cam was a close.
This is going to be a long shift if he walks out on us.
Oh, Roger Hannes, man.
Ryan, what's his name? What do you think?
Maybe a draw.
Name any scorer in the Celtic Real Madrid game: Vinicius Jr., Luka Modric, or Eden Hazard. One all. Hamid Namouchi's Tunisian.
Oh, so close.
And Ryan got it.
Did he?
Oh,
well done,
well
Ryan.
Done,
that's
Ryan.
A great shout.
The joint top scorer with Giakoumakis was Charles Cook.
Ross Kenny.
Ryan got it.
Did he really?
See, at this point in time, I thought Ryan is an absolute player. He knows his stuff.
Oh, no.
Disappointed in you in this one. Come on.
What was the question?
Which Premiership manager's got 400 appearances for that club? Stevie Hamill. You're in here with Gordon D. I think he's got over 500 actually.
Yeah,
right.
That was league appearances.
Can't believe that.
Third Lanark, and you both went 50s, but it was wrong. It was 60s.
That's a good one. It's not looking good.
And the Championship's top scorer is Depo Akinyemi.
Oh no, I've got one of theirs mixed up.
What did you call him?
Opo.
A Pico or something.
Apoco.
Apoco local down in
I guess. I'll tell you right now,
I think I've been,
honestly, I would have get done tonight with the questions.
Would you?
100%.
Ryan, fair play to you. Once you get those three, I knew that was going to be hard to beat, and it was enough for you. Well done. 3-1.
Excellent, cheers.
Excellent.
Well done, Ryan.
Ball's on its way to Busby.
I don't mind that.
Just with Mark Wilson's night.
3-1.
Oh, I can't believe that last one.
Oh, wee Ryan's away there bouncing, going, thank God I got Wilson.
He just came on swiftly, didn't he?
Yeah,
exited
swiftly away again with a ball.
He was good.
He's no one.
I thought they were the hardest for a long time.
They were difficult.
Yeah.
I've got to say, they were hard. But obviously hard for Mark.
Right, Rangers fans, what are you thinking ahead of tomorrow night? A change in approach, says Giovanni Van Bronckhorst. Is that good news? Is that music to your ears? What does that look like? Who plays? Who doesn't? We'll hear from you and the manager. Do you want me to cheer you up? I'm genuinely worried. He's not even cracking a smile through any of this, and I keep going in the hope that he'll eventually sort of...
He's actually turned his back in me now. He doesn't even want to speak to me.
I'll ease my way back in. By kick-off.
I promise this will cheer you up.
Go for
I mean this, right?
How have you done?
Because it's your turn.
How have I done?
You're the victim of this next section of the show. And Mark Wilson, you're going to be delighted with this.
Okay.
Now, you're a regular listener to Bowie at Breakfast.
I am.
You will be familiar with the feature that they...
Do you know something? He's an absolute disgrace, that guy.
Oh, you know what's coming, do you?
I've got a funny feeling.
I'm just turning your mic off. This is not about you here.
Big Lord.
So, stop the bus every morning, 8:35.
I do like that game. Yeah.
Bowie at Breakfast. And we're looking for a guest host. Ewan Cameron usually does it, but he's off. And for some reason, they wanted Gordon DL to do it. So,
I know. I mean, no, was everybody else in the studio?
That's not the funny bit.
On their holidays?
They put him in a studio, they gave him some things to read, to record, and they would then play it out tomorrow morning. What he doesn't realise is that the microphone is always recording, even when it goes wrong. It's not just the bits that go right. So I've got...
Doesn't he look too happy already?
I've got a series of his outtakes when he was locked in the studio on his own, trying to record stuff for Bowie at Breakfast tomorrow. I've got a couple of them. Let's see how it went, first of all.
Would you know... off. That's the worst I've heard. Would you know... off. That's the worst I've heard.
Good start. Next one.
What he never wore. Off. What he never wore.
Third one.
And that's a wrap.
Boom, boom. Get in there.
And that's a wrap.
Boom, boom. Get in there.
Oh, that's and my personal favourite.
Don't you wish your boyfriend was hot like me?
That's got to be worth one more play, has it? Let's go one more on that one. Always remember the microphone's on, Gordon.
Don't you wish your boyfriend was hot like me? I don't try.
That is bad. That is taking the heat off me tonight, because no wonder your face is red.
That's the biggest redneck I've ever heard.
And we're going to need to do an extra travel bulletin, because there's cars all over Glasgow in the west swerving to be put off or driving.
Horrific.
That's my favourite one at the end there.
Don't you know which your boyfriend was hot like me?
What was your thinking there?
I've no idea. I didn't know the mics were on.
By the way, he often sings that. I've heard him singing that in the office. He must like
that
song.
It comes a bit easy to him. It's almost as if he does it in his
spare time. That's unbelievable.
By the way, I've got a redneck with that.
Oh, no wonder.
Don't you wish your boyfriend was like me?
They're actually going to play this in...
Well, that's the outtakes.
Oh, is that the outtakes?
Obviously, that's not the way it's meant to sound. Anyway, right. That cheer you up.
Aye, good. That was good. I'm back.
It's good to see you smile again. 01419511025. Alan's a Rangers fan. How do you feel about tomorrow, Alan? Can Rangers do it? Can they go and cause that upset?
I think they fear no one at Ibrox, as long as they play their up game. But my main point this evening is the goalkeeping issue we have.
What issue? I thought Alan McGregor was back in and doing fine.
Yes, I know, but long term, I think, Gordon, I think they need to look at a marquee signing. Going forward, I know we've signed Robbie McCrory on a new contract. John McLaughlin's hanging around, but I think we need Rangers have always had a really good goalkeeper, whether it be Chris Woods, Andy Gorham, so on and so forth, Al McGregor. So I think we need to plug that hole eventually. I just want to know about the Dazzler and Mushrooms. Thoughts are on that?
Well, there was me thinking everyone was narrow-minded, all focused on tomorrow, but Alan's thinking more bigger picture. Thinks Rangers need to sign a new goalkeeper.
Oh well, McGregor will not go on forever. We thought he was actually going to pack it in last year when he came on for his last appearance in the Scottish Cup, we all thought. But he's just getting better wage. I think they'll look at that situation. They'll be monitoring, of course they will. They've got two good goalkeepers. McGregor is top class for me still at the, what is he, 39-40, round about that. So I would imagine, can we say it, would this be his last year? But they will certainly have people on the radar, there's no doubt. I do agree. I think that eventually they will have to bring someone in, you know, to boost that position. And I'm sure they've got candidates lined up.
Yeah, I agree with Daz here, and I think Alan's alluding to that they need to look further afield, because got to think, if Alan McGregor didn't sign again this season, what position, sort of position, would Rangers be in? Because Giovanni Van Bronckhorst has almost admitted that you know, McLaughlin was a choice that just didn't work out, and it wasn't as stable at the back. But we've seen in the past how hard it is to get a goalkeeper to replace someone that is a favourite who is so successful. You look at Celtic a couple of years ago, you know, what was it, Barkas came in, then it went to Bain, then it went to Hazard, and it was just, it was almost like the manager was picking out a tombola at times to see who was the first choice. And when you're playing in so many competitions and at elite level, you can't afford to hope your goalie has a good game. You've got to have a decent goalie.
So you don't think that's something that waits till the summer, Alan? You think that, you know, that should be ongoing just now, maybe even looked at in January?
Yeah, I think they need to actually pinpoint. I mean, I spoke to your producer, and he was like to me, who do you think? And I was like, I don't know. Who do Rangers go for? Is a marquee signing, a marquee goalkeeper? Who is there out there?
It's one of those things, Mark, that when you're, you know, at this stage of the season, you almost have to separate it. Ross Wilson and his staff, I'm assuming, will still be keeping these things tick along. If you're Giovanni Van Bronckhorst right now, this week and next week, it's probably not in the forefront of your mind, given what's at stake.
I don't think so. Just the way clubs work now, you know, Van Bronckhorst will leave that to upstairs. I do think, see, when Alan's speaking about goal, I wonder if they missed a trick with Sechrist. I think we said at the time that I know Celtic came in and got him, but a good goalkeeper who might have come in, I don't know about a marquee sign. I don't know if the days are gone now in our league. Marquee signs come in, especially goalkeeper department. I
mean, Gordon, listen, that's the beauty of it. Alan's more than welcome to phone in about what he wants, when he wants. In terms of today and tomorrow, that's one of the nailed on ones for Rangers tomorrow. Alan McGregor will play, so I don't think there's any debate about that anymore. What is perhaps a bit more up for debate is, you know, who else? Let's play this clip from Giovanni Van Bronckhorst, and I wonder what you Rangers fans make of this, because he's been doing his press today. It's funny because a bit of debate with Mark Wilson earlier about style of play and all that sort of thing. Well, Rangers manager Giovanni Van Bronckhorst talking about maybe changing their approach tomorrow, because they need to pick up points obviously at some stage. And he was asked that very thing earlier on.
I think we have to find more moments in the game when we can be dangerous. Of course, our approach will be different tomorrow, because we, as I said before, we need points to hopefully play also after the break in Europe. So, but you know, we're still gonna play a really good side. We need to get points, yeah. You know, ideally, of course, 3 points. You know, I think also, you know, we are we have to see the other results, but you know, I think we want to be able to proceed in Europe when we play our last game at home against Ajax, so that hopefully we're in the situation where with a good result we can continue in Europe. But that means also we have to get points out of the next 2 games, because of course Ajax is already on 3 points, and you know the loss we had away, you know, it's a big difference. So we need to have points in the next coming games.
More gung-ho tomorrow, is that the expectation?
Well, they need points, and they certainly need a goal to lift everybody. They're at Ibrox. Rangers fans and people concerned with Rangers will fancy this because of the problems Liverpool's having. You know, Klopp maybe coming under, for the first time, a little bit of pressure. Already he's admitted the league's gone. He's got a few injuries, but I think sometimes we get carried away when we look at some of their key players getting injured. Look at the substitutes that come on. Firmino, for instance, come on at Highbury, the Emirates. And I know that song's killed me. Come on at the Emirates and immediately made such an impact. So they've got quality players. Are they at their best just
now? It was good of them to replace Ian Rush as well.
Rushy had to go off.
He's knackered.
But they've got quality players there. My big concern for Rangers tomorrow is who they're going to play. I said at the weekend, I think Colak's a stick on. He's got to. I really do. I think Kent, who's not been in the greatest of form, will play. And I think Sakala will play. I think they'll go with width and pace.
Liverpool are still a good team, Mark. We saw that last week. Yes, everybody acknowledges that. Fast forward 1 week, the obvious point, this one's at Ibrox and not at Anfield, which should change things. Since then, Luis Diaz has got injured and won't play. I think Matip has got injured and won't play. Trent Alexander-Arnold has got injured and won't play. They also play Man City at the weekend, and there may be even further resting. Yes, good replacements, as Gordon says, but that, added to another defeat at the weekend, added to the fact that it's Ibrox, is that why Giovanni Van Bronckhorst, all of that, is talking about having more of a go? Or that's not what he said, a change in approach, but I think everyone assumes that means having more of a go.
Well, I think he's got to, because like we argued last week that was, it looked the right team to contain Liverpool early on in the game away from home. I think you're always going to do that, but at home, with this Liverpool defence being fragile in the games we've seen so far, I mean, you'd be as well having a go at them and seeing what you can get, because the other plan didn't work. Even as the game wore on, it was like void ideas. They didn't get any promising positions. And for Rangers to get anything at Ibrox tomorrow, then they're going to have to, you know, call on the players that served them so well in the Europa League run in terms of going forward. But look, all the players missing, still going to have to be one hell of a defensive shift as well, because they've still got unbelievable quality.
Thank you to Alan in Coatbridge. What do you Rangers fans think then? If there is a change in approach tomorrow, what does that look like? Does it feature Colak? Does it feature Morelos? Does it feature Sakala, Kent, all the usual suspects in attack? What does the change in approach look like? Can you take advantage of Liverpool's injury situation? Let us know. 01419511025. Big night for Scotland women as well. We'll look at that next.
This is Celtic versus RB Leipzig. Super Scoreboard.
Building up to kick off in a couple of big games, we've got Celtic RB Leipzig in the Champions League Group F. Celtic fans, what are you making of that team? Is it the right call for you? Would you have done something different? Is it too open? As Frank and Mark argued quite well before Beat the Pundit, we're building up to the game at Tannadice. We'll go there in the not too distant future. We're already looking ahead to tomorrow as well, Rangers fans. So what are you thinking about that one? A change in approach, says Giovanni Van Bronckhorst. Are you happy with the sound of that? Come on here and pick your team. Let us know what you are expecting. Now, it's a massive night for Scotland women's national team. I'm going to hand over to Gabriel, who is going to make the muddiest of scenarios crystal clear. Gabriel, that is your challenge, and do it within a minute if you can.
Right, it's quite tough, Gordon, but we'll start with it. It's quite simple for Scotland, in their minds anyway. They've just got to beat the Republic of Ireland here this evening to give themselves a great chance of qualifying for the World Cup in Australia next summer. Now, it all depends on the other two playoffs which are going on right now, Switzerland against Wales and Portugal against Iceland. Both games are poised finally at 1-1 about an hour in, but Scotland need one of Wales or Portugal to be victorious. Now, if Portugal win, Scotland have to match their scoreline. For example, if Portugal win 3-1, then Scotland need to have at least a two-goal winning margin. Whereas if Wales win, Scotland just need to get over the line. If they win but those conditions don't happen, Scotland will be forced to play an intercontinental playoff early next year. It's not that simple. Let's see if Mark and Gordon can get their head round that
one. You want to see the look on their faces. Seriously, Gordon, repeat that back to us.
Yeah, we're hoping Wales get a result tonight and we can just leapfrog them. So, yeah, I was clear as daylight. Did you get it?
No. What happened to just win and get through?
This is,
the
by the way,
did you not hear Gabs right, at Hamden explaining
that is,
it to
that's
you?
The simple version,
really?
By the way. Because see if this doesn't go to plan, yeah, and they have to head and play this intercontinental tournament in New Zealand later on. I mean, there's also a scenario where they go into this group, but they only play one game rather than the two because they would be seeded in the group and so on. It is a minefield, Gabriel.
Yeah, absolutely right, Gordon. As I said, it is just simple. Scotland are confident that if they win, they will get to the World Cup. Whether it requires this playoff in New Zealand early next year, they just want to get it done this evening. They're playing Ireland tonight. They're expecting another sticky game, a physical game. If you remember, the semi-final on Thursday night against Austria was 1-0. It required extra time and Abby Harrison header to get over the line. Scotland think if they can get it done tonight, they will get there some way. Whether it's automatically this evening, we'll have to wait and see the outcomes of the other two games. We'll know that in the next 30 minutes.
So, to keep it really simple, if we can, best case scenario from here, Gabriel, Portugal nick it 2-1, and then Scotland only really just need to win the game in 90 minutes.
All they need to do is win the game, correct. Okay. Portugal, though, currently poised at 1-1 with Iceland, are playing against 10 players. Iceland have had a red card. So you're in the situation where you want Portugal to win, but you don't want them to win by too much, Gordon, because then Scotland need to win by a certain margin.
So you want Portugal just to nick one more goal, win it 2-1, and then all Scotland need to do is win the game. Or alternatively, Wales go on and win. But they've got, on paper, a tougher game against Switzerland.
I thought we were supporting Wales. I thought that was the easiest route.
Either or.
Tell Gabs to explain it right.
Anyway, any quick team news, Gabriel?
Yeah, I'll just quickly go through the 11s for you. Pedro Martinez Loso, the Scotland manager, has just made one change from Thursday night. Fiona Brown is in for Lana Cleland. The team that he has chosen to get Scotland to the World Cup is as follows. Lee Gibson in goal, a back four of Lisa Evans, Rachel Corsi, Sophie Howard and Nicola McLaughlin. Sam Kerr, Aaron Cuthbert and Caroline Weir in midfield with Fiona Brown, Martha Thomas and Claire Emsley. Up top and substitutes are Fife, Cummings, McCandy, BT, Clark, McLaughlin, Graham, Hansen, Murray, Harrison, Cleland and Grimshaw. Ireland line up in a 5-2-3 formation. They've got Brosnan in goal. Finn, Fahey, Quinn, Caldwell and Campbell are the back five. Agan O'Sullivan in midfield with O'Gorham and McCabe supporting Payne up top. They'll be up for it. It's one of Ireland's biggest game in their history as well. They're yet to play in a major tournament. Perhaps the edge for Scotland, though, could be this record crowd that we're expecting. Around 12,000 people, maybe more. Could that give them the edge? Kick-off under half an hour away.
Looking forward to that one. Hopefully that picture becomes a bit clearer. I know that's a lot of information. It's not ideal. And that genuinely, I think, that is us doing a not bad job, believe it or not, to try and explain it. So hopefully it becomes a bit clearer. Let's hear from... hopefully one of the match winners, Caroline Weir, doing great things at Real Madrid at club level, admits that watching the Euros and England and all the rest of it in the summer hurt, and wants to make sure Scotland don't miss out this time around.
It's massive. I mean, that's a massive personal goal for me, a massive team goal, obviously. I think as well, not being at the Euros, that really did hit hard for a lot of the girls, especially me. I found some of it hard to watch because having... experience these tournaments, it makes you want it more, and that's exactly how we feel. So it's massive, not just for us as players, but for Scottish football, for Scottish women's football, for the country. So yeah, we're hoping we can fly that flag and hopefully qualify.
So Portugal, Iceland still poised, same Wales, Switzerland, so need a winner there, really, in either of them, and then Scotland to go and do the business later on. So we'll keep an eye on that one. So there's a place in the World Cup group stages, in the World Cup up for grabs. There is Champions League glory up for grabs at Celtic Park. What's up for grabs at Tannadice between Dundee United and Hibs, Dave Galloway?
Good evening, Gordon. Thank you very much. Well, after Saturday night's very impressive demolition of Aberdeen, Dundee United are full of confidence, as you would imagine, but can they show this evening that the weekend's 4-0 triumph wasn't a one-off? Victory here would also give the Tangerines a psychological boost, as it would lift them off the foot of the league. But you'd expect Hibs to make much more of a game of things than a Don side, which performed so poorly on this patch 3 nights ago. And the Hibs are on a good run of form with 4 successive wins, hoisting them up to 3rd place. And a victory for them would open up a 5-point advantage over nearest challengers St Mirren. Good atmosphere here, by the way. Over 2,000 Hibs fans through here, which is very good for a Tuesday evening. Let's run through the teams then. Dundee United, firstly, they are unchanged. So it's Eriksen in goals, Smith, Edwards and McMahon, the back three, with Freeman and Behic, the wing-backs. Midfield, Sibbald, McGrath and Levitt, with Middleton and Watt up top. The substitutes, Birgitti, Graham, Niskanen, Pollitt, Meekinson, Anaku, Harkes, Cujo and Thompson. No great surprise that Hibs are also unchanged. It's a clear case from both managers of if it ain't broken, don't fix it. Marshall in goals. Across the back, Cadden, Porteous, Hanlon and Cabraja. Kenna is the sitting midfielder. Further forward, we have Boyle, Campbell, Newell and Ewan, with Kukarevich leading the line for the Hibs, whose substitutes this evening are Schofield, McGuinness, Tavares, Stevenson, Henderson, Melkerson, McCurdy, McGregor and Fish. Annual match referee here at Tannadice, it's Ewan Anderson.
Did you expect to be coming in here and reacting to such a convincing Dundee United win when you headed off for the Yoker Ferry on Saturday night, when Gordon Dale dropped you off and wished you on your way? Did you expect that result?
No, that was an incredible result. It went against everything that we've seen already this season. Aberdeen look a decent side with a good squad, scoring goals, and United, well, look the opposite of that and look a bit of a shambles at the back. But it's the sort of result Liam Fox needed just to kickstart something. If he can follow that up again with a result against Hibs, then, I mean, he's doing not too badly. You know, Hibs sitting third in the table, where Aberdeen sitting about fourth or third before the weekend, something like that. So, two good scouts for him. He kickstarted his managerial career.
Another good result tonight can get him off the bottom of the table. That's the most important thing, is it?
Am I correct? Well, yeah, the goal difference, yeah.
Yeah, goal difference. So, I'm the same as Mark. Couldn't believe when I got into the house and I seen the score. So terrific for Liam Fox, terrific for Dundee United, but they've got to carry that on against a Hibs team. You've got to see in decent form.
Well, they're the informed team in the league. Yeah. If you're looking at consecutive wins, no one apart from Hibs has four wins on the bounce.
They're playing against 10 men, though, didn't they?
Didn't even see that coming a few weeks ago.
No, because remember Lee Johnson, you know, he was getting some criticism. He was even getting criticism because he was winning games in the last minute or getting equalisers in the last minute, and things would slowly catch up with him. But things are slowly coming together nicely for Hibs. When you look at that squad, it's good balance in there. They'll fancy their chances still going to Tannadice, even though United
Portis for a hat trick tonight.
By the way, Portis Maggi scores a high, three in a row he's going for.
Jurgen Klopp is speaking in Glasgow right now, so we'll try and bring you some of that a bit later on in the show. It's the beauty of these extended shows for us. We're here until 11 o'clock tonight, so we're going to keep building up to Celtic Leipzig. Of course, we will preview Rangers Liverpool. We'll take you through the action in the East End of Glasgow. Keep an eye on what's happening at Hampden as well. And the open line will be here, a late one. That doesn't mean you can get away with saying bad words, Gordon Dale. Same rules apply, but we will be on the open line
show.
10 until 11 after the game finishes. I can't really concentrate on the rest of the show after hearing him getting caught singing in one of the studios. Remember?
Don't you wish your boyfriend was like me.
Never going to get finished.
What the listeners don't understand is he often breaks into little things like that. You've described it before.
He always gets
that
the
words wrong. Yeah, but that's him in a nutshell.
But he was in one of the studios. He was recording something for Bowie at breakfast, and the mic was left on. It could have been worse. Imagine he'd taken a phone call.
Oh yeah.
It could have been worse.
And I like the early ones that he can't even read. What's been put in front of him?
Off. That's what he never wore.
Those ones.
And that's a wrap.
Do you know what's even better?
Oh no, don't play that.
See,
please.
After that last one with you singing, George Bowie got straight in touch.
No, Bowie.
And he's gone off and he's created a mega mix. Of Gordon DL featuring the Pussycat Dolls like you've never heard them before.
Playing clubs all over Scotland.
Don't you wish your boyfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your boyfriend was hot like me? Don't you? Don't you?
There's people being sick all over the country at the thought of that.
By the way, just when you thought we couldn't get any worse.
I never thought I could ever take a red neck.
We are scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Creeping is that
so bad? So bad. The good news is we're going to go to Celtic Park next and build up to kickoff.
This is Celtic versus RB Leipzig. Super Scoreboard.
Gordon Dalziel and Mark Wilson are here. Switzerland women have taken the lead against Wales, which is not good news for Scotland. So now pinning the hopes on a Portugal winner in that game for Scotland to then go and win tonight and hopefully get to the World Cup. But we've got also that big game in the East End of Glasgow, and it's getting ever closer. Andrew McLean.
Yeah, it is getting ever closer. The crowd is filling up here. The Leipzig fans are making a lot of noise at Celtic Park as well. And you know what? I think we can expect goals from this game as well, because, you know, Celtic, they always have that same approach. They always go for it. They're relentless, create as many chances as possible, even if they haven't been as clinical in the past few weeks. And you wondered whether it might be a more reserved midfield from Celtic than it was at the weekend, but that's not the case at all. We'll see Matt O'Reilly tasked with continuing that Callum McGregor role. Naturally, you think of him as more of an attacking player, but he was doing pre-match media duties yesterday, and he was saying that he's played as more of a holding midfielder in his younger years as well. A place in midfield for Sead Haksabanovic as well, who I thought impressed in that role on Saturday. Traditionally, he's more of a winger, but he picked out some good through balls. He drifted out to the right at times and caused some real problems, especially in the lead up to Celtic's opening goal as well. But Leipzig just have so much attacking talent. I was speaking to a media colleague alongside me during the break who covers a lot of German football, and he says they tend to play better when teams, you know, come up against them and have a go at them. They drew with Mainz at the weekend, who sat in and they struggled, but they're so quick on the counter-attack, and you know, if you give them opportunities and you are open against them, the likes of Christopher Nkunku, the likes of Andre Silva, there's a good chance they will take those opportunities. But it's a game Celtic really could do with winning. They need to add to that 1 point that they've got from their opening three games, but I can't imagine it's going to be a straightforward night here at Celtic Park.
Yeah, absolutely. Just the reminders of the teams. No, in fact, don't. We'll do that in the build up to kick off. We'll go back and we'll get the full atmosphere with the noise, the Champions League music, all the rest of it. Interesting though, sit in against Leipzig gives you a better chance, according to Andrew's German football pal. Maybe Mark Wilson's onto something.
Yeah, he's wee face lit up there, punching the air, shouting, "I was correct." It's just not the way Postecoglou's got to play, especially at home, Gordon. He doesn't play it away from home. He certainly ain't going to be defensive at home. I know Mark's saying it's maybe not defensive, but it just gives a bit of protection to the back four. I think we'll get a lot of goals here tonight. I think we'll get attacking football.
Let's bring in Peter, who's a Celtic fan. What are you thinking about tonight's game, Peter?
I'm pretty confident. First of all, thank you for having me on the panel, Gordon and Mark.
Pleasure.
Thank you very much. Always confident. Celtic Park, big crowd. Keep it tight at the back, and we've got to start taking these chances.
Do this Celtic team keep it tight at the back in Europe? That's the great debate that the guys were having earlier, Peter.
Well, you know, I think we're in for a high-scoring game, possibly. I think we've got to score more goals than them. I can't guarantee that we're going to keep it tight at the back. But we'll have to wait and see. The first goal is going to be really vital tonight for the crowd and for the general confidence of the team.
In terms of the team that was picked, Peter, are you any complaints with that, given who was out, who was available? Is that who you would have picked?
No, attack. I'd go with that. That brings me on to my earlier point. Can I just make my earlier point?
Of course, you carry on.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a huge Celtic fan. I've watched Mark play when he played for Celtic. You know, brilliant player, Mark. You know, so totally respect. I just want to make a wee point in something on a previous caller just before the competition, who was waxing lyrical. The caller was waxing lyrical about the Ange philosophy, and you know, I totally agree with him. I think Mark was making the issue that, you know, the philosophy isn't really working and it might not work long term. But I just want to take a wee bit of an issue with that, because I think that, you know, if you look at the stats, we've only lost one league game in the last 12 months. And if you look at the Champions League, it's not as if we're being outplayed. It's not as if we're sitting back defending for 90 minutes. We're giving it our best, and see on another day, we could have been sitting second, first or second in this group if we had taken our chances. So the point that I want to make really is the Ange philosophy is working. We've got to be a wee bit patient. I think it is a two to three. Ange's always say that it's a 2 to 3 year work in progress. And you know, I'm all for that. I just think that we've got to stick with the big man. And total due respect to Mark, you know, I respect his points, but I think we're well on track.
What do you make of that, Mark?
Listen, to be fair to Pierre, I agree with him. Domestically, no problem with the way Celtic play. Not one problem at all. I agree with him in terms of this season, the Champions League. Celtic have created chances. They have been attracted games of football to watch. I suppose I'm looking at the bigger picture since Ange Postecoglou's came in Europe, where they've conceded a lot of goals. And at any level of football, to have success, and Ange Postecoglou will want success in European football, you have to stop conceding goals. Unless you've got, I think we chatted about it last week, a £30 million or a £60 million Haaland up front who will score you most chances, you're always going to be in trouble. And I'm not even talking about the big guns. I'm not talking about Real Madrid. I'm talking about Bodo Glimt. I'm talking about Betis even, Leverkusen, all these teams that have came to Celtic Park and won at ease when you play Sotum. Now, look, tonight may be different. Celtic, somebody says earlier on, maybe it was Peter there actually, if Celtic get the goals at the right time and score first, the first goal is all important. It obviously breeds confidence. You get a second and the game has a different outlook. As if you miss chance after chance, and we were just watching reruns of last week's game, and Leipzig are promoting four and five players forward, and you've got one guy holding the midfield. It's an impossible task.
I'm just worried because I know that you were fragile with it earlier. Someone's going to pick you up on the fact that Celtic beat Betis in Glasgow. So just take him on.
Okay,
like, let's keep it in check. Peter, thank you. You will be the last caller before kick off, which is a nice accolade. If Celtic gone and win it, you're the one that gave the final pep talk. By the way, that Switzerland goal was disallowed in the Wales game to impact Scotland's World Cup chances. Anyway, I'm not sure that clears much up at the moment. We'll go back to Celtic Park next.